You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Friday morning with a look at what's happening in the world of agriculture. Overnight, the national average basis for corn a penny weaker. That at 20 cents under the July contract, the DTN National Corn Index up 9 cents, $3.56, the national cash price for corn. The average basis for soybean unchanged at 39 under the July. The DTN National Soybean Index up 18 cents, $9.61, the average national cash price per corn. Let's take a look at the weather forecast because it's really important. And we'll hear that in a moment from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Additional rain and thunderstorms will be occurring across the Midwest frequently as we move forward through this next seven-day period, and the risk of flooding and some other negative influences on crop development will continue as we get through into the holiday weekend of July 4th. The forecast is still promoting a lot of rain here today and into tomorrow morning. The precipitation will be focused on areas from Iowa and Missouri straight eastward into Ohio and some immediate neighboring areas. The system will likely generate a little bit of a closed-off low-pressure system eventually that will help to enhance the rainfall tomorrow as the system exits out of the eastern Midwest. That little low-pressure center will help to intensify some of the rainfall, however, and that might create some, again, locally heavy rainfall that would result in some possible flash flooding. River and stream flows are already way above average with many rivers in flood at this point in stage, and we are expecting this to change very little. If anything, it's going to get a little worse with a greater amount of runoff that will occur from this weekend's rainfall. This isn't the only rain event that's going to take place, though. There are two or three others that are stacked up to move across the same area as we move forward through the balance of this next 10-day period. The rainfall today and tomorrow will likely run 1 to 3 inches in quite a few areas with some locally greater amounts, over 4 inches possible in a couple of locations. In fact, we saw some of that occur last night as storms came out of portions of the western Corn Belt and worked their way into the lower Midwest here this morning. Well, the next wave of precipitation to impact the region is expected to occur Monday into Tuesday, and during that time period we'll once again have a good chance for rain and thunderstorms. This time, though, it'll be a little bit more widespread in the Midwest, and we'll expect the precipitation to be a lot lighter than that which will occur here today and tomorrow. The precipitation will be focused coming down on the upper parts of the Mississippi River Valley, and from there eastward into Ohio and portions of Kentucky and Michigan, and that occurs again Monday and Tuesday. And then following that immediately will be on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, yet another opportunity for rain and thunderstorms moving across the region. The precipitation will take a little more of a southerly track this time, and therefore the lower parts of the Midwest will be most vulnerable to some of the greatest amounts of rain. The last little disturbance, we hope, it will be the last event, at least in this series. It will come across the Central Plains and into the Ohio River Basin, and that will take place as we move from July 3rd through July 5th. That system will be completely dependent on how much cold air is going to be surging southward behind that system as we go into that following couple of days. The cold air will dictate how intense the thunderstorms will be and therefore how much rain will actually fall. It will also determine where the frontal system will become stationary, and right now it looks like it'll probably be in the southern plains somewhere and maybe south of the Ohio River as well. And for that reason, I think that the week of July 6th will probably end up being a little less wet across the Midwest, and we'll certainly hope for the best. At least a lot of farmers are going to hope for that just simply because of all the problems that are coming out of this excessive wet pattern. A lot of the region is experiencing some standing water. There's a potential for some of the younger crops to suffocate in this environment. There's a problem with nitrogen deficiency taking place. There's also some concern for those unplanted acreage that will not get planted at this point. So the bottom line is it's definitely too wet across the region. Our temperatures will help out a little bit. We'll see the temperatures staying relatively seasonable, but a little bit on the cooler side of normal, though. Highs will be in the 70s and some lower 80s as we go forward through the next few days. We'll see those temperatures warm up as we get into the early early part of next week, but only temporarily. We'll see more cool weather later in the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Checking now the numbers on this Friday morning, the 26th day of June, as they opened not too long ago. Futures in the corn pit up 8.25 cents at this hour. In the July contract, $3.84¾. December at $4.03, 9.5 higher. And next year's July at $4.24½, up 8¾. July soybeans are up 14 cents at $10.14¼. November at $9.91½, up 13¾. But the new crop and January at $9.96¼, 13¼ higher. July beans up 4½ at $9.86½. Bean meal up 6.80. Bean oil 6 cents higher. Wheat futures in the July contract at $5.56¾. For the soft red, a gain of 24½ cents. The hard red up 21½ in the July at $5.56½. Live cattle futures are 90 cents higher. August feeders at 50 lower, $2.18.55 the trade there. And lean hogs up 30 cents at $74.95. To take a look at these numbers, maybe what might come up next week on Tuesday with the grain stocks and the acreage report and all the wet weather is Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me a little bit about conditions on the ground to begin with, especially as you've talked to clientele across the Midwest, and really how bad the rainfall has affected either the corn, the soybeans, or both crops.
Yeah, well, first I'd just like to say congratulate Dave Dickey. I know he's in his retirement and would like to say that I appreciate all the years that we've worked together and hope that he enjoys himself going forward in his new situation. So getting to your question, yeah, we definitely got some problems out here. I mean, if you look at that rain that came across Missouri, not just this morning, but yesterday morning as well, I think that's really where kind of some of the heat of it, Missouri, southern Illinois. But there's a lot of areas that have gotten too much rain. We're seeing prevent plant being discussed, and I think this one is kind of the one that's going to make that decision fairly easy for some of these guys. It just puts them down the road too far, really, probably, to look at anything but that choice. So we've definitely had some problems. You put that together with the fact that last night, I think the funds were some $150,000 short after the close. I think that's kind of why we're seeing the excitement we are. It's kind of nice to see some excitement in the markets here this morning. But I think we have to be disciplined, stay with our targets. $4 December corn was a target that we were looking at, and I think you have to take advantage of that.
All right. Any targets for soybeans yet?
Well, it depends. I mean, soybeans are such a situation where you really got to know what's happening on the ground in your own particular situation. But, definitely $10. We made sales in this area here before, and if you didn't get those sales made, I think this is a good catch-up area. If you've got a high percentage of sales made, I think you probably have to be a little bit patient here. And if you don't have anything done, I think you probably look at getting those bushels that you don't have on your insurance covered at this level. So that's kind of the three things I'm looking at from the bean standpoint.
And what do you think will happen next week on Tuesday?
Well, I guess nobody knows. I was looking at some information over the weekend here. I mean, it's almost a split deal when you look back to 1990 on what's happened. But I think going into the report here, we've been, had a pretty good move up. And if we continue that going into Tuesday morning, I guess I could see where the chance for the report to be bullish may be a little bit minimized. So I guess I would look at the report maybe a chance for us to come out of it with a bearish situation. But I don't try to outguess the USDA. I think if you don't want to sell corn, there's some short-dated options and stuff you can use to get some coverage on that way. It doesn't cost you a lot of money. It costs you about what the market's up today. So that's a good way to go about it.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us, Bill.
Thanks, Don.
Bill Mayer, of course, is with Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County. I'm Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media.